Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Welcome back to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
The question of the ages, if we're gone, how long will remnants of our existence be here before someone lands from another planet, they come to Earth, will they see the evidence of a once advanced, if flawed, civilization? Ron?
Yeah, no, you, that's a brilliant point that you brought up, because that was one of the theories of Atlantis and Lemuria, is if the more advanced and digitized and electronic a society becomes, the easier it is to eradicate it, to wipe out any trace of it. And then a lot of times, too, even when you look back at stuff, too, without having full context, it's difficult to know. Like if you look at the history of just like the pyramids, the first three dynasties of pyramids were supposedly the learning curve. Then they got to the fourth dynasty with the Great Pyramid of Giza, and all of a sudden, boom, they got it perfected. But then the fifth dynasty pyramids, which are newer in comparison, are in ruin, which you don't see on the fourth dynasty. So how did they forget how to do it all of a sudden? Where's the evolutionary process that you see with a Ford Mustang that you don't see in a pyramid? So a lot of times we're speculating with what we have, and there's nothing wrong with that. But it's always good, I guess, to leave one chapter unwritten for what we may not know until tomorrow or the next lifetime. It may take the research that folks like us do, and they may figure out more. And they may go, you know what, he was off, but this was a step in the right direction with this piece or whatever. Or maybe it was all wrong, but realizing it was wrong, it ruled out something else, and then another vertical of exploration can come out of it.
I wanted to bring up something that Gene was mentioning a couple of breaks ago about the recorded voices. And I do know that there have been more modern examinations of some of these recordings. And I'm not familiar with, the types of equipment that are used to analyze these voices. But I know with a lot of them, they've found that yes, there are words. You know, they can tell the difference between just, noise and actual words, but that the words are not originating from a human larynx. But they can't discern just exactly how the words are being produced.
100%. That's correct. Some people think that this is, again, that's what speaks to for some consciousness. A lot of people who record anomalous voices will have an instance that they can tell you that they started asking a question, and before they finished the question, the device spits out the answer. So if it's the mechanical sound wave that only propagates so far, and whoever's talking to you is not visible within your physical space, like in your own enclosed living room, then you have to look at the properties of sound, everything from the Doppler effect or refraction, and realize that that's not the governing factor in how this is happening. Like you mentioned earlier, receiver, not transceiver. And if it's not something that has a physical presence as we know it to create a vibratory tone with a larynx, then that speaks to what people think spirit is, a higher vibrational entity or being. And the same way radio works, right? For me to hear my favorite FM channel, I have to use something that transduces it down. This also speaks to the voice quality and tonality that people go, well, it's not super clear. Well, it's not Verizon. It's not line of sight towers. If something is transducing this thing down, you're going to have degradation of sound when you do that. The same way if you blow a picture up to a higher DPI that it's not meant to be at, you're going to have a level of distortion because you're pushing it outside.
I think one of the other interesting things is that with some of these investigations, especially like the ITC ones that took place in Europe in the 1990s, there was indication that whatever the source of the voices indicated that they were doing research as well to attempt to contact us. And there was they actually had like group names and like laboratory names from that side.
Yes, I love the things that you guys have said and the questions you've asked. This has been so enjoyable for me because that's not a typical question or statement that I've heard on a lot of shows, if ever. It is a different mentality. In the States, again, guess what? Remember I said the methodology of the sweeping box being prominent because of media and television. The other thing that media and television do is they propagate the idea of good and evil. And the right. more popular a show gets or the more episodes it has, everything starts becoming demonic and dark all of a sudden.
That's because you have to have opposition. The protagonist of the show has to confront a problem and solve the problem in 42 and a half minutes plus commercials.
Yes, absolutely. Well put. Yes. In Europe, in that era that Tim's speaking of, they have, and this is something I've had conversations with Dr. Anabel Cardoso with over from Spain, is that they have what they call stations or ports of call for communication. Rio do Tempo, Timestream, there's a few of them that are different names. I'll tell you a funny story. My girlfriend and I were doing one time, and she's Latina, she's from Puerto Rico, and she said one time, are we talking with Rio de Tempo? Because day, D-E, is more common in her vernacular, in her day-to-day speech, that she speaks Spanish. And the voice came back and said, do tempo, and corrected her. But that is a different mindset, that it is communication from a different realm of existence or dimension or whatever it is, where there's a level of tech and there's a governance to it. They're not allowed to tell us certain things. They're not allowed to speak at length for certain things. The thing I mentioned earlier in the show about the female from the group Transcend out of Virginia who asked about a God-related question, after the answer we got, the radio felt kind of quiet. The noise floor kind of bottomed out. And one of the people in the group said, did the individual who answered that for us get in trouble? And then a voice said, yes. Which was fascinating because that falls into that European mindset. And when you think of it and approach it that way, then that people will ask me, aren't you uncomfortable doing it in your home? I'm not renting a studio space somewhere for a couple hundred dollars a month so I can talk to myself in front of white noise. That's like thick and expensive.
Well, maybe you want the landlord to get rich.
Yes.
Yeah, I got this crazy guy over here. Listen, let me tell you the story. Got this crazy guy who thinks he can hear voices from the afterlife. So I rented him this facility, and I'm making $1,200 a month, I'm guessing. $1,200 a month from this guy. Normally, I'd rent it for $900. But because this guy's a wacko, figure I can get another three. I know that didn't happen, but look.
No, but as long as she doesn't charge me per head, because if there's more spirits in here, my rent's going to go up.
Uh-oh. We don't want to know. How is your studio equipped, by the way?
Because of the way we do the method, we usually sit down in the dining room area. It's just the two of us here. We have a long, narrow-ish, like more of a rectangle or a long table. And we've done experiments with different types of ways of doing. And if you saw the stuff from Europe, which you seem familiar with, which is freaking awesome, we've done different versions of that. One of the things I tried to study was also how sound works. So we have taken a long wave channel, like in the 200 kilohertz range, which is completely vacant. Nobody uses it for anything. It used to be, I think, emergency services. Below that, VLF, they used, I think, for submarines because of the size of the waves. And then I would put that into a mixing board. I would run that into the mixing board. I would also put a separate channel in that was playing, let's say, like 200 hertz, like a tone, just a tone. And then I would take an upper frequency. I would take something from like the 900 gigahertz range, like maybe on a UAF white noise sound file, and I would play that from a device into the mixing board, and I would blend two frequencies, which in audio is called something called heterodyning. I'm taking two unique frequencies, and I'm creating one unique one that's the sum and difference of those two, just to see if the different levels of the white noise, if the different ranges that they come within, the sizes of the waves, has anything to do with the efficacy of the method and how much more we would get maybe vocally. The method uses AM because of the obvious reasons for when you listen to radio, FM is better sound fidelity, the tighter wave, so you have less probability or it's less prone to interference. The size of the waves at AM are more prone to interference, and if you're talking about communication.
The problem with FM, of course, is that the distance in which the signal is transmitted is less. But now we have satellite radio, so I don't know. Ron Jacobetti talking about sounds from the world beyond, somewhere, the great world beyond. I'm Gene Steinberg. My sounds come from somewhere I haven't figured out yet. Tim Swartz, we know where his sounds come from. You're in
the Paracast.
Do you need a website? Well, you can get a great deal on hosting services with Namecheap's legendary coupon code. They're offering substantial hosting discounts on shared hosting, business hosting, VPS hosting, reseller hosting, and even dedicated servers. Namecheap is preferred by millions. It's backed by a money-back guarantee. Use the coupon code LEGENDARY to cash in on this special deal at Namecheap.com, Namecheap.com.
First came Attack of the Rockoids, and it was a critically acclaimed success. And now there's The Coming of the Protectors. A former military intelligence man is contacted by a space woman in a dream. A dream that turns out to be a nightmare, because evil forces on her distant planet are planning to conquer the Earth. This is gripping science fiction of the classic kind. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors. Find out more at Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids, R-O-C-K-O-I-D-S.com.
Are you watching your retirement savings melt away right in front of your eyes as the economy crumbles? Well, if you have an IRA, 401k, or similar account, I need to tell you about a better way that was revealed by a Wall Street Journal best-selling book. Simply put, you can opt out of the insanity and convert your existing retirement account into the most stable physical asset in history, physical gold and silver. Plus, this conversion might qualify you for an IRS loophole that could save you even more. Today, Advantage Gold is giving away a completely free audiobook version of the national bestseller, Gold is a Better Way. Just text the word better to 48542 to get your copy. That's B-E-T-T-E-R to 48542. By the time you drive home, this simple step may save the future value of your retirement. It's not too late if you're not prepared. You can take action now and claim a free copy. Text the word better to 48542. That's B-E-T-T-E-R to 48542. Message and data rates may apply.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
This is Jacques Vallée. You're listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
His sounds come from his voice box. But he has 9.5 voice boxes. tennis courts. Ron, I'm sorry to make light of it, but this is something we're all trying to understand. We're all trying to figure out, and maybe be able to solve it. But that's a good question, too. We've got the recordings, and our listeners heard one earlier on the show. We've got these recordings. We've got people like you doing the work. Is there a scientist out there who would say, okay, let me help you figure out what's going on?
Yeah, there are several scientists out there. That's one of the things that I talk about when I lecture, is that that's another thing. Earlier I talked about terminology and the way we label things. I have like a pet peeve. When people say, one day science will acknowledge, or one day science will debunk and explain away, or one day, science is not one guy. It's not one female. Science is a community within which there are different people with different biases, opinions, theories, right? You don't go to school and think sex ed is one guy getting all the action. So science, you can't say it that way and generalize it. There are scientists who do that. The guy who came up with the term ITC, Ernst Sinkowski, was a physicist. Konstantin Radebe, PhD. There are electrical engineers. I've had Alexander McRae worked on sound systems for the space program in Europe, as well as the underground subway. He worked on audio systems. He's brilliant. He's in one of those documentaries, too. I think he's in Calling Earth, which is on Vimeo and YouTube. I've had email conversations back and forth with Mr. McRae, with a gentleman who's an award-winning sound engineer and producer out of Hollywood. Somebody sent him some of the direct radio voices that myself and my co-host Tony Rathman from our show, once I got him doing the same method, and he listened to them, and he said, are you getting those? He was enamored with how it was being done, and some of them, the length of the conversations that we would be able to have through the radio that way. So there are people who have degrees, but again, the thing that is so important that I mentioned earlier is that if somebody has a vested position, if somebody has a bias, they will govern everything that they do from that point of view, above reason, above logic, above an aggregation of data, no matter how compelling or irrefutable it is. Bias will take the driver's seat if you let it. And we all have a level of that. It's trying to be cognizant of it and not let it govern your choices, and letting an honest assessment of what you're listening to or looking at speak for itself.
Well, I think, it's easy for, debunkers to look at audio files and say, oh, well, you can get those anywhere. There's always, superfluous radio signals being transmitted that you can pick up. As the ITC people pointed out, they were doing research not only with receiving radio signals, but they were actually taking video cameras.
Yes.
And pointing them at television screens that weren't set up to receive any signals. They weren't set on no antennas or anything like that, and were picking up video images as well as
yes. Klaus Schreiber, it's called the Schreiber method. It's a video feedback loop. Essentially, the camera output is going into the monitor that it's focused on and filming. I've done some experimentation with that. I got a couple of really creepy things that had no business being there. Doing it is an area I want to dive a little bit deeper into. And the other thing with the Doubting Thomas folks who, with the stray radio and all that stuff, you use timing and relevance as your governance for whether or not you think something's anomalous. That takes a lot off the table. It's not easy for them to say these things are happening some other way. It's lazy for them to do that. When you make the claim it's paranormal, you're expected to prove it. When they make the claim that it's not, they have to also prove it. The onus is on the person making the claim. Those are claims, like I said earlier. It is, it isn't, and I don't know are the only three possible positions on an issue. So if your thing is that it's not, that comes with the same burden of proof. And if you fail to meet it, it is not Little League baseball. The other team does not win by default. It remains unknown is what happens. But those video feedback loop things are incredible. The audio evidence, which is interesting, you can go to a country that does not speak the language that you know and do direct radio voice on an empty white noise channel and not only timing and relevance of getting an intelligent response, but you get the responses in the language that you understand. That has been documented several times by several different people throughout the history of this type of research. There's no broadcast in that country in the language that you know, but the voices will come through. We think that is part of where our consciousness, possibly through the pineal gland, which itself emits an electromagnetic field, that we may be processing this stuff and that we are part of, again, morphic resonance, we're part of the equation. As operators, we are also part of the tech.
You know, you're also implying a sense here that maybe in some cases we are generating our own sounds.
You guys are so cool. That is one of the things that is theorized. Here's where that one runs into a little bit of a brick wall, and this was asked of one of the pioneers of EVP and ITC, Friedrich Jurgensen, was this telepathy? Were we coming through? First of all, there is no data to suggest that we can think and project on a level telepathically that would be received on a shortwave radio receiver based on how the device works, for one. For two, he said, to paraphrase on an interview, if I could do that, I would be the most powerful person on the planet because I would be able to speak in languages I don't know with dialects and jargon and specific vernacular, knowing proprietary information about different people and having educational information that I've never studied before, all at the blink of an eye with how fast some of these things come in real time. It is not – there's no data to suggest – and it's a big thing in parapsychology that we're coming through or we're emitting what we're getting. But when you run into some of those blockades, it is not a blanket statement to explain all of it. I think on a consciousness level, there may be instances when that could be a factor, but it really does take a deeper look to before you can kind of rest or hang your hat on that, because there's a lot of variables involved regards to just the details of the information, the vocal tonality, the knowledge of what it knows, senses of humor, dialects. We don't have all of that information in our heads.
Well, there's also the possibility that some of these people who are doing this and are pretty prolific at it, like Sunarbachi, may have mediumistic abilities and are, you know, helping move things along while, you know, if somebody else possibly had sat down at the radio receiver rather than him, they may not have achieved the same kind of results.
Absolutely.
With Gene and Tim, you're in
the podcast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
USA Radio News.
Vice President Kamala Harris is speaking on the Mar-a-Lago investigation.
What do you say to the argument that it would be too divisive for the country to prosecute a former president?
There has been a call for justice, and justice has been served.
That was during an interview with Meet the Press. This comes as the Department of Justice and Donald Trump have each submitted two candidates to serve as a special master to review documents seized from the former president's Mar-a-Lago home last month. Two sheriff's deputies were killed while serving a warrant.
Two suspects are in custody after two Atlanta area sheriff's deputies were killed in the line of duty Thursday evening while serving a warrant. Cobb County Sheriff Craig Owens.
What words can you say when you lose your family member? And those words don't come easy.
From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is Micah Hanks of the Gray Alien Report, and you're listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
We're back. A couple of more segments to spend with Ron Iacovetti, and then he'll join us for our premium show, After the Paracast, which is offered only to subscribers to the Paracast Plus. Check the Paracast.plus for more info. And now we're just continuing to cover a wide subject here, which is to figure out what these voices are. Does the presence or lack of presence of vacuum tubes make a difference, Ron?
With Bocce, it didn't. They did that to try to, you know, just rip apart the process and figure out, you know, how he was doing it. They checked. He was never caught. I don't care what post somebody writes on the internet now, retrospectively, who wasn't there. Again, I talked to Dr. Annabelle Cardoso. She was there with him more than once. They never caught him taking a dime. They never caught him hoaxing or tricking anything. They shielded him from signal. They took his tubes out. They unplugged his radio. There was no explanation. He had apports, which is when things of material consistency will just pop into existence that would happen around him. Like rose petals would fall behind him in the studio where he did his sessions. Obviously, if there was somebody behind him doing that, you would see it. Nobody did. One of the things I like, and this is why I like the methodology, is because obviously vacuum tubes is how radios work pre-transistor, right? But they were so at the core of it. And I think one of the things that ITC nowadays, and I'm doing it to a degree myself, but a lot of the ghost hunting or ITC people of today, I think, look at technology so much as what's going to move things forward. And I think that they're not wrong, but if it gets too tech heavy, I think you lose that element of it, which is the connection, the co-resonance between the operator and the intent of the operator or the group that's doing the session. And then the collective consciousness, morphic resonance. I think those things are factors. I think with him, that's where you really see it. And that's as low tech audio wise almost as you get. He's using an old vacuum tube radio, and it's yielded the most impressive real-time ITC results I've ever seen. That's what grabbed my attention with that method, was this is an old method, this is an old tech, this is a very basic pared down thing he's doing, and all these TV shows and all these boxes, and I've never seen anything that stuff has yielded compared to what he did. And that's what got my attention.
Well, and there's also, with a lot of these cases, the voices have actually given instructions on how to improve the reception.
Yes.
Frequencies to go to, even circuit construction.
Yes, absolutely. The Harsh Fishbacks in Luxembourg had a device called, I think it was a GA4. It was one of the things they used. It used ultraviolet. It used crystal. It used It was a frequency adapter where it would take, where you could bump up like a lower frequency to a higher range, frequency translator. Mark Macy, who out of Boulder, Colorado, who did both spirit photography and video stuff as well as a lot of the direct radio voice stuff like what I do, he also contributed to my first book where I had the ITC people give some advice, some of the best people out there today. He was one of them. And he had a phone call, which, by the way, some of the best ITC stuff, not only Bocce's vacuum tube, the Harsh Fishbacks in Luxembourg, they had unnetworked computers, fax machines. There's a book by Rogo and Bales called Phone Calls from the Dead, where landlines that were monitored for in- and outbound calls received phone calls where nothing showed up on the record as having come in. The manipulation or utilization of electronics or things that can conduct sound is phenomenal. Mark Macy got a phone call from one of the pioneers I mentioned earlier, Konstantin Radovay. Why is that important? Radovay was dead for at least 20, 25 years when that call came in. It's exactly his voice. He matched it in the software. There were a handful of people in the history of ITC in different parts of the world who have gotten messages in Radovay's voice from him, and he did give him technical advice to use VLF to down convert or to bump up, rather, from VLF, which is what they use for emergencies and submarines back in the day because of the waves were so big it would propagate through the water. And he told him to get a VLF converter and to bump that up into a shortwave band where he'd be able to listen to it because that was a better frequency range to use. When I started with long wave because that's the first thing north of VLF to get close as I could because I was not able to find a VLF transmitter or adapter, very hard to find even to this day. But, yes, that was technical advice from the other side.
And I think that recording is available online if you look for it.
Probably. Mark probably has it on the site, MacyAfterlife.com. I think he probably has it there. He has a lot of information and knowledge and wisdom on his website, too. And that's another person whose results in the field just completely speak for themselves, just... You know, this is not a field for the lazy, and I think that a lot of times that's where I find on the cynical side is they think by casting doubt and flying under the flag of material science that they can just say, well, I don't believe it, so it's not true, or it's not possible. But there's people doing the work. And if you want to be in the discussion, you got to step up to the table that they're stepping up to, and they're doing some amazing work. And he's one of them.
I think one of my favorite stories, and this is them. From you, Ron, but this was an EVP from a woman who, a series of EVPs from a woman who contacted me, and this has been a number of years ago, who had gotten a new coffee maker. And she was getting voices from the sound of this coffee maker as it would make coffee. You know, I mean, you know how they'll hiss and burble yep. and make weird noises. And her and her husband, after they started, you know, using this, they were hearing voices in the kitchen. And they were trying to figure out, you know, where these voices were coming from. And it turned out they were coming from this coffee maker. And she actually made a number of recordings that are just kind of eerie.
Yeah, that's one of the basis of where direct radio voice started, was using white noise. There are people who do EVP now. They use running water. They use like a fan, something that creates just enough of a disturbance in the air to give whatever's out there the same principle of stochastic resonance, to give it something to resonate with, to give a greater signal-to-noise ratio and make it detectable, whether by the ear or by a device. So that is true. There was something, I forget the gentleman's name in Europe, he called it a talking carpet sweeper because it was a... What do they call it when you have a bad weld, a dry joint? He had a dry joint on an electric carpet sweeper, and he was getting He might have been getting radio broadcasts, to be honest. I don't know if he was getting anomalous voices, but it was working as a receiver. By the way, I guess the way this thing unfolded for him, and he called it a talking carpet sweeper, which I thought was fascinating. But that story with the coffee maker, is that's what happens. It's an audio support based on using some form of a white noise.
Yeah, the voices that she was recording, I mean, they clearly weren't like radio. Went there, you could actually pick up a radio broadcast. It was the weirdest things, but it only happened at a city cemetery. This one location at the cemetery.
Yeah, that's one of the reasons I like doing direct radio voice too, is because you're not sweeping through bands of radio that already have broadcasts, so you rule that out. And that goes to the other thing I said earlier, which is the timing and relevance. Even if you're picking up stray radio through something, if the deck or the device that you were by at that time said your first and last name, and let's say you had gray pants on, and it said your full name in gray pants. If that whole sentence came out, the odds of that being a radio transmission are astronomical with the timing and relevance that has. So that's what you look at when you want to determine if something might be paranormal or if it might just be, you know, environmental, because there's no way that something that specific, if it's discernible and actually clearly saying that, comes through by happenstance.
We're going to break, and then we'll be back with another segment with Ron Iacovetti. We're talking about strange voices without a discernible source. Where could they come from? Are they playing back something someone once said? What if they interact with people? Weird, weird, weird. With Gene and Ron and Tim, you're in.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hey, listeners. I want you to have the entire Paracast experience. So I'd like to tell you about After the Paracast. After the Paracast is an exclusive feature for subscribers to the Paracast Plus. With After the Paracast, you never know what's going to happen next. After the Paracast features color commentary, special interviews, and further conversations with Paracast guests. With Paracast Plus, you can download a very special enhanced version of the Paracast also. We do offer exclusive music, videos, and more features are coming. To get more info about subscribing, please visit theparacast.plus. Once again, theparacast.plus. Prices are just $1.50 a week, less than a cup of coffee at your local convenience store. Check out theparacast.plus to learn more about Paracast Plus.
Hey, trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at vantagepointsoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline
airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, this is Tracy Torme, screenwriter-producer. You're listening to Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
We're back with Ron Iacovetti, talking about voices from beyond, from space and time. Where could they come from? And we had a sample earlier in the show that we invite your comments in the Paracast forums about. Co-host, of course, is Tim Swartz. Tim, you want to pick up on the conversation with Ron?
Well, one of the things that you see quite a bit when it comes to, I guess, maybe newer innovations of the spirit boxes is the apps that are widely available on both Android and Apple Play Stores. And, I mean, you know, what do you think about those, Ron? I mean, there's quite a few out there now.
That is probably the only issue in the paranormal field that can rival in the controversial status orbs, the little balls of light that are dust, bugs, spirits, whatever. So I think they can work. I have seen instances when, again, with timing and relevance, it was very hard to dismiss. Also, if you go with the possibility, again, when you talk about fax machines on network computers, empty white noise radios, being able to yield clear and time-relevant results, that anything electronic can be manipulated. They can come through it or do something to it to come through. The problem with those things is the academic world or the world of academia doesn't acknowledge even the sweeping radios because they say, first of all, they think it's distracting on an audible and focused and consciousness level. Imagine, if you will, those booths you go in, and they have cash flying around everywhere. There's a fan overhead blowing cash around. So imagine if there was all $1 bills and a $5 million check. Trying to get that $5 million check would be so difficult because your attention is being pulled by every little thin piece of paper that looks like that. They think on an audible level, on a sensory level, that's what the ghost boxes do. They think it's very distracting. They also think that it removes free will, because you have to have certain sounds or phonetics in place at a certain time to form certain words in a certain order. And if you don't have free will, then you don't have intelligence or spirit that you're trying to contact with. Again, I think all these electronic things, even the apps, can work. But those lend themselves to a higher level of skepticism. People don't trust the apps because there's a programming thing to it that they don't know or they don't understand or they don't have access to. They're not privy to the guts. So they'll be suspicious of it. A lot of those apps, and even including a very commonly seen, considered ITC device in the field called an ovilus, and it's ovilus, O-V-I-L-U-S. People say ovulus. I don't know why. It's easy to be hooked on phonics, I think. It's ovilus. And it gives you words. It's supposed to be environmentally influenced, so spirits can use it to give you words. We did a session one time when it was my girlfriend and I and our friend Anthony, He was on a video conference. We sat here and did the radio, and her daughter had sent cupcakes to us, like these fancy cupcakes as a gift. And the obelisk said Anthony, then it said Ron, and then it said cupcake. That's mind-blowing from a timing and relevance standpoint. That I would have a hard time dismissing. The problem with the devices, besides when they have word banks, like a lot of the apps do, or even if they're supposed to be sweeping, is the lack of control and understanding for how it works, if it's programmed in any way. And when you get evidence that way, more people will doubt it and will not accept it, even if they can't disprove it, because there's a lot of room for misinterpretation, for misuse, for creating a narrative around something. It gives you – there's a difference between evidence and results, right? The device gives you results. The results are supposed to give you words, and it does. Evidence speaks to context as what? Being paranormal. So there's a difference between those two things, and I think those two things, just like life after death and afterlife, I mentioned earlier, they get intertwined and interchanged a little bit too freely. You can get evidence on those things, but I think a lot of what you get is results, not evidence. You got to be really responsible and use discernment to draw the line between those two things.
Some of these other devices that I've seen, and there's a couple that are, you know, featured quite a bit, say like YouTube, has lots of bright lights that respond to the voices being received. And also they have like a very heavy reverb type of quality that I don't know if that is deliberately programmed in or what. But to me, it's really distracting. Are you familiar with those?
There was a gentleman, I don't name any people, he's very controversial. Some people follow him like a messiah. Some people hate him like a pariah. He put forth what they call a portal box, which uses like a guitar amp and guitar pedals for noise gates and reverb and stuff like that. It does, through the extension of the sound, the echoing a little bit, it does, in a lot of cases, give a little more clarity to the words when they come through. It can help produce a cleaner sound in some instances. Some of them, because of their settings involved, can overdo it a little bit. If you have too much echo, too much reverb, too much noise control dialed down, you can end up damaging or distorting what might be coming through. But those were add-ons that were meant to try to create, again, what ITC is supposed to be, which is real-time dialogue and being able to understand stuff in the moment. But that's what it's supposed to do. And, again, it would be confusing. People would say, well, you know, how does this portal device connect to spirits and stuff? Well, it doesn't. The radio does it. There are devices you can find out in the market. Some of them are rare that cost $2,000-$3,000. And it's this beautiful fashioned ornate piece of wood and brass. And it's beautiful looking, but the radio is the facilitator of the contact. And the radio is a $25 at best Jensen or Koss radio. But the device is $2,000. Yeah, so you're spending, check your paranormal budget, check with your paranormal accountant. You're spending less than 5% maybe on functionality and 95% on vanity. It's a talking piece of furniture.
I got a really nice radio for my wife for $25 from Amazon. Sounds really good. Maybe I can put it into some kind of fancy ebony wood thingy, thingy, and sell it for $26,000.
You'd be surprised. Somebody might buy it.
I might be in the wrong business. Hey, we're just about out of time for the main show. But Ron Iacovetti, I know you have a lot of things you want to promote. So take a minute or so right now to promote those lots of things.
I appreciate it. I appreciate you guys giving me the time and letting me share a conversation with both of you who are very, very good at what you do. I have coming up October 7th at the UFO and Paranormal Museum at Pine Bush. We're doing what's called, again, the Digital Seance Initiative. It's a whole night. They're going to have, like, Magic Lantern, Phasmagoria stuff. We're going to do our Digital Seance, which is a direct radio voice sitting combined with the focus and whole Victorian feel of the seance, kind of make it fun for Halloween. We're going to be at the Massachusetts Paracon doing direct radio voice and digital seance at the beginning of November, the Mass Paracon. The Lourdes and I are also part of a series called Haunted Hotels, Dead Inns. both been at the Farnsworth in Gettysburg and the Shanley Hotel in Napanock, New York. I think the next episode in October rolls out is, again, a return to the Farnsworth in Gettysburg. And Monday nights, 9 o'clock Eastern Time, through YouTube and Facebook, using StreamYard, is called Entity Voices Paranormal Evidence. It's on the UNX, UN-X, UNX Media Network. We showcase investigators and people who do paranormal research from around the country or the globe. They share their evidence to talk about it, and we like to do that so we can put the spotlight on everybody, not just on ourselves. And then I have two books on Amazon, Paranormally Speaking and ITC Technomancy. They're on Amazon.
Hey, you can find us on Twitter if you look for the Paracast. Look for the Paracast on Facebook, two segments. You can also get branded merchandise with Paracast logos at theparacast.shop, theparacast.shop. Don't forget the Paracast Plus, a streaming service where we offer this show free of the network ads, plus the After the Paracast podcast with more discussions like we'll feature Ron. Back with more things to talk about, lots more things. If you want to know more, go to theparacast.plus. We have a special deal, by the way. We also include this show free of the network ads with better audio. If you use the coupon code UFO20, UFO20, we give you a 20% discount on 5-year and lifetime subscriptions. Theparacast.plus, P-L-U-S, theparacast.plus. Ron Iacovetti, thanks for joining us on the Paracast.
Thank you very much for having me. It's been awesome.
The Paracast, featuring Gene Steinberg, is a copyrighted presentation of Making the Impossible, Incorporated. Tune in next week for a new adventure in The Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Attack of the Rockoids has been well received by critics and readers alike. It's a thrill-a-minute story you'll never forget. A former U.S. military intelligence officer is haunted by intense dreams about a beautiful woman pleading for his help after a terrible battle in outer space. But the dreams turn out to be true and thrust him into a telepathic love affair with a woman whose faraway planet is intent on destroying the Earth. And now the gripping tale continues in The Coming of the Protectors. It's the second book of the Rockoids trilogy, a galaxy-spanning adventure that pits our hapless heroes against powerful, fanatical enemies that threaten the lives of freedom-loving beings everywhere. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors, classic science fiction at its best, available now. For more details, visit Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.